First of all, I want to give honor to God this morning. Thank God for my pastor, all of you saints, and my sister over there that's getting old, 50-year-old young lady. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you, Karen. God bless you. God love you. I thank the Lord for being here once again. I thank God for also, my testimony is that he's been keeping me. Jesus been keeping me. And I don't come here to glorify the enemy and anything like that. I come to give God praise. I come to lift him up this morning. I come to tell him I thank him so much. I appreciate him. I still love him. And I know that God is on our side this morning. I thank him also for what he's doing in my family's life. My brothers and sisters, it's like there's a coming together that's been going on in the family. So I thank him for what he's doing. You know, God is so mysterious. You just don't know, you know, what God is up to. You know, he said my ways are past finding out. You just can't figure him out, and you don't know why certain things and. You know, he's just God, you know. But one thing I love about God is that he's all-knowing. He knows what to do, and he knows when and how and where to do what he needs to do. So I thank him on this morning. I don't know where my wife is. She's supposed to be here this morning. But everybody is doing good. We do thank you all for your prayers, your thoughts, and all your kind gestures and everything. We ask that you continue to pray for us, you know. We are doing fine. I thank God for my pastor again. I truly thank her for, you know, being there for me, you know. A person that I can call and talk to and get some wisdom, some knowledge, some comfort, you know. You know, I do thank her. And it lets me know that she is a true, reminds me that she is a true shepherd, you know, to feed this sheep. You know, to take care of God's people. I'm going to be ministering in the book of Romans, chapter 2. Do a little reading, but down in prayer one morning, in the Spirit of the Lord, I was praying about some things, but, you know, he came to me and asked me this question, so, and, you know, kind of threw a loop, and he said, are you really who you say you are? And I said, Lord, I hope I am, you know, only you know. And this was before the tragic struck, and I guess, you know, the tests and the trials that you go through in life, it's going to show who you really are. It's really going to show who you are. And you can look on Jesus's life and all that he went through. You know, we know who he is, who he was. So are you really who you say you are, Brother Al? You know, I do thank him for giving me that question and caused me to do some soul searching. I thank him for being so real. Just bear with me for a little bit. I told my pastor yesterday, I talked to her, and day before yesterday wasn't a good day for me. It just wasn't. My wife, man, I tell you, she's strong. You know, a lot of times we say, well, you got to have faith and you got to have this and you got to be strong. And, you know, I thank God for keeping her, for upholding her and my children. Day before yesterday, like I said, I woke up. I just wasn't having a good day. And my nephew came out and he said, Freddie, man, just look like you just carrying the world. You know, he said, you got to rest. You know, so you got to, you know, take it easy. You know, stop trying to carry all. He said, depend on your faith. And this is the young man that I'm witnessing to. You know, he's not saved, but, you know, I've been really witnessing to him and asking God to get me patient with him. And then the Lord is moving, but he said, you got to depend on your faith. It's your faith, Uncle Fred, it's your faith. And I'm thinking, well, okay then, Lord. It's God's faith right now. But, you know, he said, look like you're carrying the world up on your shoulders and you just there for everybody. And, you know, you upholding this person and you know, you're trying to encourage that person. So I guess just the day before yesterday was my day of releasing. So yesterday, you know, I was feeling really good. And I told Pastor that, you know, my wife got his picture down in the living room. And every time you come down, that's the first thing you see. But yesterday I was, you know, kind of going away from people again yesterday. And this song, I went upstairs to lay down with my grandson and had the light off. I said, Lord, I don't want to be, you know, sobbing and murmuring and complaining. You know, I won't be like that. So this song popped in my heart, and it started humming it, and it says, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. So I say, I didn't know all the lyrics, but I knew that they just, it was a repetitious song. So I got my little phone that they got me a new phone so I can keep up with y'all and all them Texas y'all be seeing. I'll be Texas past. I don't know where they be coming from. I don't know. And I was like, Twana, who is this? You know who this is? It's like, oh, I think that's Jackie and Dee Dee. Like, man, boy, I be getting some Texas. But when they say pray, I said, Lord, I got to pray. I don't know who these people is, but I'm going to pray. So I got that phone and I YouTubed it. Man, I tell you, I worship the Lord probably for about two and a half, 3 hours. And I mean, I did my little thing, and as I worshiped God and praised God and began to minister unto the Lord, I can feel the pain leaving. You know, I can feel on my face that a smile came back, and then I can feel the tears drying up. And I just had a good time yesterday with just me and Jesus up there in that room. You know, and that, I mean, and I say, Lord, this is what it's all about. You know, this is what it's all about. Don't let nothing happen to me, Lord, that will cause me, that will have to make me do this thing. You know, I want this to be inside of me. I want it to be my second nature, or first nature, however you want to put it. I want it to be a part of my life. You know, and I was talking to Pastor this morning about trying to get priorities, and, you know, when you got a husband, you got a wife, you got to be a husband, you got to be a daddy. But I'm like, Lord, I want to be a servant too. You know, how do I throw that in there? You know, I don't want to throw it. I want that to be first. But excuse me, but I want to throw all of this other stuff, you know, you all in after Jesus. Because it's Jesus, you know, it's him. It's him that's going to carry us. So are you really who you say you are? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity once again, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to stand before your people. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to handle your word, God. I pray, Father God, that you would use me, Lord, if nothing but to encourage myself, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you would use me to encourage your people, Lord. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let me talk to a little bit about Paul. He wrote to the Romans in Romans 2. And at the end of this chapter, I'm going to try to read this whole chapter. At the end of the chapter is where I'm going to try to build and expound on the word of God. Paul says, therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art judges. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same thing. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth against them which commit such things. God saying, look, in very short words, don't be judging nobody, because when you're judging somebody, he's saying what you are telling them not to do, what you're telling them that they should be doing, you ain't doing it and you're doing it. He said, don't judge nobody, because when you judge somebody, you're judging yourself. He said, but when God judges, we know that God judging is true. He said, thinkest thou this, O man, that judges them which do such things and doest the same thing, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance of his long suffering, not knowing the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Listen here, he said, all of this stuff that you judge and folk about, he said, don't you know that all of this stuff that you're judging about, that, you know, God's judgment come up on you? He said, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. You know, God is so good to us in spite of our wrongdoings. God is so gracious unto us in spite of our shortcoming, that he just love on us so much. But you have people out there shaking a finger at you, telling you that you ain't going to amount to this, that you can't do that, this won't come to pass, that won't come to pass. But long as God is leading you and guiding you and loving on you, it will bring you to repentance. It will cause you to say, Lord, I'm sorry. It will cause you to say, Lord, help me. He said, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasure up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deed, to whom, to them whom by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and morality, eternal life. But God, Paul is saying, look, God will render unto every man according to his deeds. And we know we got to pay for what we do. God is going to, he's going to judge the secrets of man's heart. You know, ain't nothing that we can do that I can hide from you. But ain't nothing you can do that you can hide from God. He said, look, everything is naked unto his eyes. Ain't nothing or nowhere you can go or be where God can't see where you at. He said, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also the Gentiles. But glory, honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of person with God. Paul is saying here, unto the Jew first, he said, tribulation, anguish. He said, those that do evil, unto the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. God has no respect of person, what Paul is trying to tell you. It don't make no difference whether you're Jew, Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised. You're going to get it if you do wrong. But if you do good, you're going to reap benefits. He said, unto the Jew first and then to the Gentile. For as many as sin without the law shall also perish without the law. And as many as have sin in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Now we know what Paul is saying there. It ain't because of what we hear or we're justified. We can sit under the word, we can pray all day, but that don't justify us. Paul said, the doers of the law of righteousness, they shall be justified. James said it like this. He said in James 1:22, he said, But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. So we got to be doing something, saints of God. We can't be just sitting here talking about what God is going to do this thing for. God want us to do some stuff too. God want us to get up and move and go out there and loose some yokes, break some yokes, set some captives free. God want us out there moving too. Because if we don't move, God ain't going to move. God wants to, he wants to use us. He want to move through you. He said, for when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, or a law to themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or excusing one another. Paul saying, look, these are the people, the Gentiles that the Jews are saying, look, this don't belong to them. He said, look, if they do by nature the things that contain the law, and not having the law or law to themselves. He said, and also bearing witness and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or excusing one another. Look, this written law is in our hearts. Jesus, God said, look, I'm not going to give you the law that I gave your fathers. He said, I'm going to give you a new covenant. He said, I'm going to write these things in your heart. So the Gentiles had this stuff in their heart, but the Jews didn't have this thing in their heart. So when the Gentiles and the people start doing right because it was inside of them, they thought something, this ain't good enough. You still got to do it by the letter. This ain't good enough. He said, now look, the conscience is letting them know that you're doing something right or wrong. That's why he said, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel, behold, thou art called a Jew and rested in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowing his will, approvest the thing that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth of law. Thou therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonor God. Now here it is, we're supposed to have all of this stuff for us going on. We're supposed to be instructors. We're supposed to be the light for the dark people. But here they're breaking the law. And what they're preaching, not practicing what they're preaching. Paul said, I bring my body under and keep it into subjection. That's when I preach, I myself become an outcast. That means, look, I got to do what I say do. To the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. He said, for the name of God is blasphemy among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. That's why God can't get nothing done. That's why some people say, well, I don't know what to say when I'm out there witnessing. I don't know what to do when I'm out there witnessing. Because a lot of times the saints of God, they're doing just the same thing as the Gentiles are doing. They're doing the same thing as people that they God and pulled them away from. They're going back to them. They still clubbing. They still playing that lotto. They still smoking that dope. They still drinking. They still doing a whole lot of things. So, well, it's why say anything to them when they know that you ain't living this life? How can you say something? You can't say nothing to them. You out there doing the same thing that you say that the God of this universe, the God of your salvation and call you from, but you back in it again. He said, because of you, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles, among the sin. They don't want to hear nothing we got to say no more. They don't want to see nothing no more. You know, I don't want to hear nothing. Y'all just show me something. You know, this is a generation where you're going to have to show them something. And especially in this state, they take it to our, we are a show me state. I don't want to hear nothing. Your preacher got to say, I don't hear nothing what the deacon got to say, because I know the deacon out here doing the same thing that I'm doing. The preacher doing just as bad, you know. So I don't hear nothing about God. God ain't who he say he is. If he is, he be doing it in you. So don't be coming to me with that stuff. That's why the name of God is blasphemy among the Gentiles. For the circumcision verily profited, if thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteous of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee? Who by the letter and circumcision does transgress the law? Now here's the meaty part. May not have some amens today. He said, but for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outwardly of the flesh. Paul's saying here, look, you ain't no Jew because you was born to a Jew. You ain't saved because your mom and daddy saved. He said, you ain't no Jew because you were born. You ain't no Jew because you dress up like a Jew, because you walk like a Jew. You might go down there in U-City, they put the little black hats on. All of them got the black hats, the white shirts. They got their black pants on. And I'm seeing some people that I thought that wasn't Jews walking amongst the Jews now. You know, they doing the same thing that they're doing, but I just wonder, are they really who they say they are? I just wonder, we're going to flip the script, I just wonder if we are really who we say we are. Not the Jews, but are we Christ-like today? Are we Christians today? Paul is talking about, look, I ain't talking about what I see on the outside. You can dress up real good and fool some folk. You can say the sweetest amens. You can give the highest praise. You can do that holiest of the holiest dance in the congregation. But when you're out there on your job, can you lift up your holy hands like the scripture says, I'd rather that man lift up their holy hands everywhere and praise God? Or are you embarrassed? Or are you ashamed to profess Christ before men? This don't make you no Jew because you're looking good. You can look good, feel good, talk good. But what Paul is talking about, he ain't talking about, yeah, I believe, I've heard that there are some people don't believe that there's a natural Jew. I have to disagree because we're just talking about the Jew, unto the Jew first and then to the Gentile. You know, Jesus, I don't know about y'all, but my Jesus is a Jew. My Jesus is a Jew. So I think Paul is talking to them, but I'm talking to y'all today about Christianity, Christ-like. He said, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and the circumcision, which is of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. He said, look, in order for you to be a Jew, you got to be like Jesus. In order for you to be a Jew, you got to walk like Jesus. Me and Pastor was talking this morning about walking this way. I ain't been saved all my life, and I know y'all know these men, Run DMC. I thought about that old song, Walk This Way. I said, I don't want to walk that way no more, Jesus. I don't want to go behind Run DMC no more with my Adidas on with no shoestrings in them. I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to have my Kango on cocked to the side, deuce. Come on, y'all know what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Willie. You know what I'm talking about. I don't want to go that way no more. I want to follow Jesus. This is what makes me a Jew. I want what Jesus had inside of him. Paul said, if any man think that he might trust in his flesh, he said, if you think that you might trust in the flesh, if you think that all this outwardly stuff are doing you some good, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Paul said, if any of you counting on what you done, he said, I was circumcised 8 days. Like the scripture said, like the letter said, I was born of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrew. He said, this still don't mean nothing because all of that don't make me no Jew. I was persecuted in the church. I caused them to blaspheme. I caused them to do things that they ought not to do. He said, this don't make me no Jew. See, he said we got to be circumcised of the heart. You know, it's got to be some cutting back of the flesh of the heart. And the doctor can't do that. We can't go to Dr. Samantha. That's my doctor. I can't go to her and say, doctor, I got some things in my heart, and I need this stuff just cut back. And I need you to take this out. She'll look at me like I'm crazy. We got to go up under a spiritual knife. The word of God, it tells me that it's quick and powerful than any double-edged sword, piercing even the dividing of the soul of the son and the spirit. He said, look, you got to be born again. You got to have your heart changed. Ain't no need of you talking about what I've been circumcised. Ain't no need you be talking about, look, I am of a child. I'm a child of Abraham. Jesus said, look, don't even think that. Don't even come here with that. He said, don't you know these stones to raise up children unto Abraham? Don't you know God has that type of power to where he can cause a stone to be a child of God? This is the only thing that's going to make you a child of God. This is the only thing that's going to make you this Christian Jew, that your heart be cut. You got to cut off some filth. You got to ask God to get rid of some filth. This unforgiveness spirit that we have down here. This greedy spirit that we have. We want all we can get. We want everything that the world has to offer us. And the Bible tells us that, look, if you love the world and the things of the world, then the love of the Father is not in you. So if you're loving on these things that you are reaching for, I just got to stick with the word of God. The love of the Father ain't in you. You love and you're chasing the things that we chased when we wasn't saved. All of this stuff don't mean nothing. We need our hearts to be circumcised. We need to be cut back at the flesh. We need to be cut so we can have some holiness in us, some righteousness in us. We need to be able to go on and say, Lord, you know what? I lay all that stuff aside. That stuff don't mean nothing to me right now. It didn't mean nothing. It meant something to me then. But right now, Lord, it don't mean nothing to me. What you have, God, is more better than what the world can offer to me. Paul is saying, look, we got to be circumcised of the heart. And this is by a spiritual thing. Can't no man do this. Can't nobody do it. The letter can't do it. It takes the spirit of the living God. It takes, look, I know watching movies and you see people doing all of these chantings and just be going at it and they doing all this stuff. They praying to spirits. They ain't looking at no man. They out there in the spiritual world. And God is a spirit. God is love. God is spirit. So we got to worship God in spirit and in truth. Because had I kept on walking around, moping, getting by myself, I don't know what the devil would cause me to do. I could have gotten angry with God. I could have charged God foolishly. But I thank God for the spirit that quickened me. Told me you got to get off by yourself. And all this good word that you done heard, all the good word that you done preached, look, you got to praise God right in the middle of it. That's a song. You know, it right in the middle of the eye of the storm, Brother Al, you got to give God some praise. I know you don't feel like it. I know it don't sound right. I know you probably just don't think, Lord, I got to do it anyway. You got to praise God right smack dab in the middle. You got to worship God no matter what you go through. God is still God. He's still God. Look, I know that this Jew would do it for you because he did it for me. I know a Jew who didn't condemn a woman at the well. I know a Jew who didn't pass judgment on King David for committing adultery. I know a Jew who did not condemn Moses for committing murder. I know a Jew who did not forsake Peter when he denied him. I know a Jew who did not destroy Apostle Paul for persecuting the church. I know this is the Jew I'm trying to be like. I don't know about nobody else. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be just like this Jew. I want this Jew heart, his Jew mind inside of me. And I believe it's obtainable. This is what makes you a Jew. This is what makes me a Jew. This is who we believe in. This is who this Jew is. John the Baptist said, look, y'all go seek him out and ask him, is he the one we looking for, or is there another we should be seeking after? Well, I tell John, I tell you all, this is the one. Now, we may not be who we really say we are, but one thing I know, I'm his witness. I know he is really who he say he is. Jesus ain't never let me down. Jesus ain't never left me alone. He's still my doctor. He's still my deliverer. God is still my savior. He's still my all in all, in spite of what I got to go through. This is the Jew I'm telling y'all that we got to be like. He is really who he is. He is the King of glory, saints of God. He is your healer, saints of God. He is your keeper. He is your deliverer. He is who he say he is. We don't have to look for nobody else. We don't have to go from church to church, prophet to prophet. He is the one that we're supposed to be seeking out. Him and him alone. This is the Jew that I'm trying to be like. This is the Jew that you need to be trying to be like. This is the real Jew. He is the King of glory. He is everything. And I still give God the praise. I still give God the glory. I still lift him up. I still got a praise inside of me. In spite of the storm, in spite of the tests, through every hard test, I still love my Jesus. He ain't never done nothing to me but keep me. He ain't never done nothing to me but cause me to get up and go on. I felt like stopping so many different times, but every time I felt like that, in this church, in my bedroom, wherever it was, God came to me and said, you can go ahead. He'll send a stranger to you and tell you, look, you can go ahead. You are more than able. You are more than able. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And all you got to do is agree with this Jew. Agree with what he's telling you. Don't go against the grain. Saints of God, are you really who you say you are? Don't let hard trials, don't let the test, don't let nothing press you out of this. Get around some saints. Call somebody. Don't try to fight the devil by yourself on different types of territory. You need help. We need help. One can put 1,000 to 10,000 a flight. This is the Jew that would help you. He will send you help when you don't think there is no help. God will give you peace when you don't think that you can find peace. When nobody else that you say, I've said it before, ain't nothing nobody can tell me that would bring me peace. But God brought me peace. So many different times. God has given me peace so many different times. So saints of God, tell yourself, I am who I really say I am. Christ inside of me. I'm all and more devils can't and can't be. I'm finished, you all. I thank God for you this morning. I just had to get that out. I praise God for you all. I pray that you guys will just continue to pray for me. Pray for my strength. I am running after this Jew. I am born, reborn. I'm not naturally born a Jew, but I'm a Jew. I want to be more like this Jew. I want to know his ways. I want to know what he wants me to do, which way he wants me to go. Because, you know, outside of this life, his life, there is no life. There is no life. Outside of him, you got men that they treating they wives like I don't know what. I mean, so much going on out here. When you really think about it, when Jesus was, after he ministered to that woman at the well, and his disciples came back, and they looked at him, they thought somebody had brought him some food. He was full. And I really do understand Jesus in that sense. He said, I have meat that you know not of. And the meat was to do the Father's will. When you know, sometimes you don't know because sometimes you plant, sometimes you water, but it's God to give the increase. But sometimes God would allow you to see your fruits of your labor. And when you see what God has done, not Brother Al, not when you see what God has done, it gives you such a fulfilling feeling. It makes you feel like, you can be starving or thirsty, but when you know you've done the will of God, all of that stuff just leaves. It leaves. I ain't saying it don't come back, but it leaves when you know that you done the will of God. When something inside of you can rise, cause you to put hunger, and thirsting and all this other stuff aside and try of God.
Hallelujah.
Fulfillment to me.
Yes.
Saints of God, let us be Jews. I want you to know that you really are who you say you are in Christ. God bless you. I thank you. I thank God for you guys, for you all coming out. I thank the Lord again for my pastor. At this time, we're going to call for anybody that needs prayer. Anybody want us to touch and agree on some things? Like I said, you all do continue to pray our strength in the Lord. Like I said, we are better. We are better. But, you know, there are times that you get to a point to where you just got to go and do what you do, you know, in situations like this. But one thing I am so grateful about, that I know that I don't have to stay down there. God will lift you up in the time of your trouble. He will. He said, I will be there. I'll be your help. And he's been our help. Jesus is our help in a very present time of trouble. If there be nothing else, I'm going to turn this over to Pastor.
We thank the Lord for Jesus. That was good, Al. I want to thank the Lord for elders. And I was telling him this morning, I'm just so proud of what God is doing for him. I'm proud of what God does. He's a good God. And I just thank him. And it has come to the place now that we have to make some decisions. Every Christian, everybody, you got to find out who you are and be that. And I just really want to thank the Lord for that. I just appreciate God. He's been so good to me. I was coming to church today. I said, God, you know, you just been so good to me. I've been praying for Al. And just to see the reality of what God is doing in his life. He ain't try to pretend like nothing. He just, when he was down, he would just tell, you know, he just real. And we need some real folks, you know what I mean? People that's real. People can relate to real people, you know. So I just really want to thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for my companion. He's really had to really put up with me. He said, I'm not a good patient. I just keep hearing that in my head. And I just want to thank the Lord for you all coming out. Don't forget, it's time again now for us to kind of help people overseas with the boxes. And the girl write me, you know, they, you know, email me and stuff like this. And so I want somebody else to help now. Sister, she jumped up and said she want to help, but she's helping now with the September 24th. That we'll be down in wherever that is down there. I'll get all that together. We're supposed to be down there at the 24th. We're going down to do an outreach for the Lord. I'm really wanting to see people. I'm not going down there for the same thing. We'll be having the family friend thing. And I just really want to thank the Lord for that. And I don't look like people writing. And some people sent in a little money. One person did. And said they couldn't come. But this particular person, I think, didn't come last time. But how be so ever, I had to really pray about going there, down there, because I really, my heart is kind of out here. So I'm just praying that the Lord will honor it. And I know what Brother Box said, you all, but I thought that, you know, that what I'm doing, I try to do it as I'm thinking God is saying doing. I'm not doing it, I'm thinking, because I ain't got time for that. I ain't got a little bit too old to be out of the will of God. And so I'm just trying to do what God wants me to do. And I'm really thanking the Lord, and I'm just waiting on the Lord, and I'm just, I don't know, I go through a lot, you know, and I think it's good to go through a lot. I think it's good to go through. I really do. Where you are, where you're sick or whatever, you're waiting on God for. It's just good to wait on God to see what he will do. Amen, because you ain't going to ever know if you don't go through some things. And so I just want to thank the Lord, and I'm really happy to be here. I'm really grateful to be here today. I know people say, well, what's the matter with Sister Dave? I don't know what's wrong with me either. And when y'all find it out, maybe you come and tell me about it. Amen, but it's just something in my heart. And I when I get into prayer in the morning times and it looks like it just gets so good, I say, Lord, I understand now why you prayed to your Father all night. Because I say, right in here where I am is where I get what I get. This is where my revelations come. This is where things come to me in prayer. And so I'm expecting to spend more time in prayer, because that's where you find the Lord. Now, you know, sometimes now you're in a place now when you're learning how to pray, you have to come in and pray, you know, and you get the little, you know, the bringing the flesh in. My pastor used to pray, talk about that, bringing the flesh in. But there's a place now that God is bringing his people. For so an interest, the Bible say in 1 Peter, shall be ministered to us. And it just got me. I love that scripture. It should be ministered to us abundantly into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so I'm looking for us, Lord, just minister that what you want to me. Come into me and do something with me, because I realize you can't do nothing with for yourself. So if you try to live this by yourself, pity on you, because it don't work. I do pray that the Lord have ministered today. I know he said some things that I know that nobody knew. And I heard him speak some things through Brother Al to help us. I hope we took it. You know, the Bible said, blessed is he that get not offended in my word. You know, don't let truth offend you. You know, you might go home and say, but then get yourself together. You know, and then get back up and say, I'm going on. You know, so listen, this is a trip we all make it. We love one another. We all different people. I've met so many different people. I'm dealing with a lady now. She's so precious. And she's going through. But I remember what Jesus, how Jesus did that. I said, Lord, I just want to say, where are your husband? Go get your husband. You know, I don't want to judge anybody. So, you know, time people judging enough, you know. And like Brother Al was saying through the word this morning, people ain't looking for your mouth anymore. No. You know, what you saying ain't worth nothing. It really ain't. You know, you can know the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. They ain't looking for that. They're looking for reality, the reality of God. And so you just pray for us as we go out. Praise the Lord and do something for the Lord, you know, and be real. I just want to be real. I didn't want to be, you know, I'm just in a place now, I just want to be real. The real me. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to put no tags on my car. No signals on here. Wear nothing down. I just wanted this to be real. What's ever in there, Lord, let the real Celeste stand up. Because this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm praying for. This. I said, Lord, because people need help. I was telling some lady about the Wednesday night, the saints come over, and she said something to me. And what seems to me, it's go voop, voop, voop. You know, because what you see, is, if there's anything good in us, is Jesus. You ain't got nothing to brag about. You take the little Jesus you got, and you won't be nothing. You'd be worse than them folks out there in the world. So I just want to thank the Lord. Is there anything else? Don't forget, I want somebody to volunteer. I'm glad that Ronnie was here. But when Ronnie ain't here, I'm asking somebody else now. Y'all get up here and take this offering. When Ronnie's not here. Al is preaching. Ronnie, then we gonna get this thing together. I see some things need to be done. It ain't but a few of us, but we're going to get this thing together. And so I just really want to thank the Lord. Don't forget now, I want someone to volunteer to take this thing over for Christmas. The boxes. I asked Daddy to bring them. I hope he did. He didn't forget them. I want you to take it over, you know, because it is something to try to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting older. I would just like to be able to study and preach. Hello? I don't want to take the offering. I'm getting to a place I won't do nothing. Good Lord. Just get up and preach. I just want to preach. That's all I want. I want to just preach, go out and talk to people about Jesus. See, because people in bad shape. And I'm going to tell you something. All these diseases that's coming up on our country. We got to have the Lord. Amen. So I don't want to preach. Anything I'm missing? Say happy birthday to my daughter. She's about to catch up with me. Say, not quite, huh? Yes, Lord. We're looking for a testimony. She's going to have a great testimony in a couple of weeks. God is dealing with her about some things. And I'm telling you, God is really helping this church. I don't know if y'all know this, but God is trying to bring this church someplace else. It's been a few. Jesus ain't never. He had just 12 men. You get 12 men together. Hey. And so God want to bring us this church into something that I ain't got it yet, but he's bringing us into something. It's really the truth. Why us? I don't know. Why he choose the Jews? I don't know. He do what he want to do. Be one of them, children of God, because honest to goodness, he have chosen this place for something he wants to do. And he want to do it in us. He got to help us to work through. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. If nothing more, will you stand? Let me give Al the privilege of dismissing us.
Praise God. Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning, Lord. We thank you, praise you, Father God, for all the praises and the worships, oh God, that went up before you. We pray, Father God, as we depart this place, Lord, we pray, God, that you watch over us, Lord, on the highways and the byways. We pray, Father God, your protection upon us. Give us traveling mercies. Bring us back at the appointed time, Father. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.